This week, a court in Bangladesh issued a death sentence to two men it declared war criminals for their role in the country's 1971 War of Independence. One of those men, says WNYC's Arun Venugopal, lives here in New York.
Ashraf Uzzaman Khan doesn't just live here. He's been an active member of the Islamic Circle of North America and served as an imam in Jamaica, Queens. A few years ago, Ali Hassan Kibria stepped into that mosque and was so shocked to see Khan there, he walked out.
I step out. I don't pray because this is against my moral.
Kibria was just 12 in 1971 when Bangladesh, then known as East Pakistan, fought for its independence. The crackdown by the Pakistani military and various militias are estimated to have cost 3 million deaths and a brutal campaign of genocidal rape against hundreds of thousands of women. Kibria echoed the war tribunal's claims that Khan was responsible for numerous deaths. In some instances, he and an accomplice would sneak into the homes of reporters, academics, and other intellectuals at night and disappear them.
1971, 40 years ago, he killed so many people. Now he doesn't say sorry or he doesn't make it clear that he did the wrong thing.
Some of the bodies of the victims Khan was convicted of murdering were recovered, but others weren't. Kibria is one of several Bangladeshis in New York who have tried to bring Khan to justice. Dr. Pradeep Kaur says the death sentence against Khan confirms suspicions that Khan lied about his background during his naturalization process. And even though Kaur says Khan is a U.S. citizen, he believes he should be deported.
As I know, the U.S. has a law. He lied during his immigration process. He cannot stay in here. His citizenship or immigration should be canceled.
But not everyone agrees. Naeem Baig is the president of the Islamic Circle of North America and questions the legitimacy of the war tribunal proceedings. He said the recent trials in Bangladesh have been politically motivated, and he cited the findings of Human Rights Watch, which claimed violations of fair trials standards. The group also noted that at least 47 suspects have died in custody. Other defendants have had limited access to lawyers and little knowledge of the charges and evidence against them.
We believe that in order to have proper justice, Bangladesh government should apply all the international standards for these war crime tribunals.
Baig also said Khan has been a model citizen with a long record of public service.
His service to the Muslim community and his relationship with people from all faiths and backgrounds is very well known in the community. He is a man that dedicated his life to the service of the community. So that's what we know of Imam Khan.
Baig said that Khan is currently out of the U.S. on a pilgrimage to Mecca. Meanwhile, Khan's opponents here plan to initiate a campaign for his deportation to Bangladesh. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.